Bonjour.
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 Les Tourterelles, Christiana Gallagher and Coco Soleil Bastien. Mm-hmm. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Welcome to Crossover.
Merci, thank you.
Well, it's delightful to have you here on the, it's really right before the National French Week mm-hmm. here in November. And you are a unique combination of, singer, mm-hmm. raconteur, guitarist, percussionist, and tell us a little bit about you, Christiane. You are from?
I'm from France.
Yes.
I was born in Vesoul, Franche-Comté, in the east part of France, very rural part. I was a music teacher for 15 years. I was a choir director for 4 years in the movement A Cœur Joie. And finally, I immigrated here in the United States 5 years ago. And I started to sing in schools, nursing homes, everywhere I could, because I just love my language. And I'm a songwriter, too.
You are a composer as well. Mm-hmm. And Coco Soleil?
Moi, je... Oops, I'm
oh, that's
speaking
okay.
French.
Well, I think you probably should. You should, you should.
I'm sorry. Yes. I was born in Saint-Hyacinthe, really. It's a little village near Quebec. I have a very spread background. But I lived my life mostly in Montreal, and there I was a music major, also a jazz university music major at the time, Concordia University and University of Quebec for a teaching degree. But I was really involved actually with Afro-Cuban company of song, music, and dancing, and we were touring and very much around the province of Quebec and in Canada as well. And I'm also a writer.
Songwriter.
You write lyrics. Songwriter, well. Lyrics and songs and music.
Yes.
I'm a percussionist, of course, and I actually begin as a dancer. I was a dancer in Canada, a professional dancer.
And if you could see these girls, they are just beautiful to look at as well. Now, you also studied, or you, I guess you worked with Owen Fiedler Brown. Is that a jazz
correct.
Violinist?
Yes. Yes, it's the Philadelphia jazz violinist.
Yes.
Owen Brown.
Uh-huh,
yes,
wonderful.
I actually was a part of his rhythm section for 2 years with the Fiedler, the Chocolate Wire Work, his
uh-huh.
band. Just
so you have been now
there.
Here how long in Philadelphia?
For me, it has been, in Philadelphia, it's probably about 8 years.
Yes. How did you two meet here?
We met 2.5 years ago at the French International School.
Yes.
Where I still work there.
Yes.
Coco was doing workshops for
yes.
the children.
Actually, how it happened is that a friend of mine invited me to go to the French International School to do drum circle, because I was doing drum circle in the city
for
in Narberth
mm-hmm.
For everyone.
For everyone.
And somebody went to the drum circle and said, we like this at the school.
Now, what is the drum circle?
A drum circle, there was an article in a newspaper actually at the time the Enquirer did a big article on these, because they found out that there were about 10 drum circles around the
really?
City that were held. Basically, I was a drum circle leader, which is a time where people come in with their percussion and their drums, and they all sit, people of all walks and people of all musical background and knowledge, experience as well. And basically, with simple rhythm, we build an ensemble. And then I was using, of course, a lot of African rhythm and also song, little songs, so that people could also experience. Because music in Africa and India and all these places, it's really about dancing, music,
and
the voice.
Yes,
it's three
voice,
things.
Yes.
Music is three components. So that's what you recreate. It's a circle of
that
drummers.
Sounds wonderful.
It was great. And I was doing it in Narberth at the little yoga garden.
I see.
And so I went to the school, and I did my Coco Soleil thing. And, of course, they really absolutely enjoyed it. And I had great energy that day. We had a fabulous time with the children. They invited me to teach there that fall. So I began to teach at music at the French International, but I was also involved with Montessori school, two different Montessori school, and I was building up programs. I love building programs. I mean performances,
yes.
production. I'm a great producer. I love producing. And one school hired me for a great production that they wanted, and I was so busy that I could not continue. But the fall after that, I met her, Christiana, mm-hmm. there,
Christiana.
And we started to work. 2 years ago, right?
A year after
together.
That, we started.
I mean,
to work.
Did you say, oh, Yes. Or did, or was it like an instant recognition, or did you say, maybe we could do something together?
Yeah, well, that's what we thought. When I heard Coco, I saw she was amazing. She could dance, she could do so many things. And I really wanted, at that time, I really wanted to sing in French, and I knew she could sing in French too, so I wanted to try that. And
invited me the summer after to go to her home. And then I went to her home, and then she began to sing all these songs, you know, these
lovely French
songs. And at the time, I was learning my English and trying to fit into the decor. But when she did this, I was crying.
Well, I must tell you, when I heard your little demo, I said, this is something very special, very, very special. And it's not that it's delicate, but it's something fragile that we don't have today. There's this beauty about it. And I was very, very taken with the way it sounded. Mm. Now, Christiane, you composed a song, Les Allées.
Les Allées. Mm-hmm.
And can you perhaps translate it for us? Say the French and then say.
Okay,
it,
maybe not the whole song because
it's just a verse or something.
Just the chorus says, "Laisse aller ta vie au gré de ton cœur. Let go your life according to your heart. Let it go, even if your life is too hard. Just let it go, and you'll be okay." That's what it means.
That's really wonderful, and this is really kind of a more. It's not totally classical. There's a popular.
Yes, because it has actually a spoken word.
Yeah.
Because the first part, the poem, the that she says, it's really about somebody who is like really at a point in their lives where they're really questioning. They have lost the love of
what's it all about?
Right. What's it all about? They seem that they have lost some passion with maybe their relationship, with their work, with their engagement in the community and their own life, and they're questioning what is it all about. And then the chorus come as an answer really to this. Mm-hmm. This
when you say let go, just don't worry about it, is it? Or just open up.
Live your life.
Trust your life. Trust your heart.
Okay.
Just let it go.
Tell us a little bit about what this National French Week is. It is it's a tribute to the people that are French that live here, or is it just to maintain the culture and to keep it alive? Well, I mean, it's obviously self-explanatory, but how do you interpret it?
I think I'm not sure about that, but I think it was started by the ATF, Association of French Teachers. I'm not quite sure, but every year in November, early November, they try to organize
events
or something in the whole nation.
I see. Because they do have this wonderful thing, July 14th. I know they have
right,
a marvelous
Bastille
thing.
Day.
Yes, Bastille Day. But this, the National French Week, so it's events throughout the country.
Right. Yes, it's nationwide.
Nationwide. And do you have any idea what the events are for this week coming up?
This week, in November, we will be singing at the French International School for the children. We will have a concert for the children. Beside that, I'm not quite sure.
Normally, they have a lot of conferences.
And, yeah.
Yes.
You know, of course, dinner and lunch on. And
but is it only for teaching, or is it generally just the culture maintaining, you know, the awareness
everything.
Of that?
I think more people are catching on to this and then making that a special time to focus
and
on
I
the
think
language.
Philadelphia does have a connection somehow. Mm-hmm. Now, you have performed at many of the colleges, Bryn Mawr and LaSalle. Mm-hmm. Villanova, Penn, you just gave a concert,
right.
And you were at the Painted Bride for the French Festival.
Yes, that's
what did you What did you sing there? I mean, because they're really kind of avant-garde.
Well, it's a friend of mine, Lenny Seidman.
Yes, of course, we know Lenny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he's a long-time friend of mine. When I first came here to the country, actually, he was. I met him at a performance that I was doing in Indian ashram. I was singing Hindu songs, and he came to play his tabla. And then 4 years ago, I was at the Painted Bride for the Fresh Voices of Philly, and he really liked what happened that night. I was there with two other groups of females. And then he called me, in August. What we did that day is it was more like a cocktail. Mm-hmm. So we sat in the gallery. And while people were coming to visit the area, we basically did a lot of upbeat songs from French and Paris.
Like, for instance?
Well, for example, actually, we brought a recording today of a song that I wrote 3 years ago, and it's called Cool Cool, and it's much more of a jazzy field, and with a little improvisation.
Okay.
Play the guitar. And
what does Cool Cool mean?
Cool Cool, actually, this Cool Cool means... really, it's just like water flowing. This is actually an interesting little song. It's a sketch of a daydreaming time in a young lady's mind.
Yeah.
And she dreams of love, and she dreams of a companion and a strong love. And this is really about Cool Cool is like she's actually really letting her love flow.
When you, could you describe for the audience, I think our jazz people certainly know what scatting is, but can you put it into words?
Scatting. Putting into words. Basically, it's doing different sound with your voice, using a lot of consonants. And
of course, it's improvisation. Oh, with the lips, yeah.
You know, like, it, but now in that part, there is also, it's improvisation, of course. In that part, there is a little bit of a drum sounded like, you know,
yes.
And then also the other part of the scatting, it's also following the chord progression.
Yes.
So minor,
so
major,
musical,
seven,
musical.
Major seven, yeah, minor, actually dominant seven chords in there and major. And
how did you learn to scat?
Naturally.
You were just
I think
natural.
It's something natural because I've listened to a lot of jazz, of course, at Concordia, and but I think it's just something you hear inside. It's something you hear inside.
It's really terrific. Well, from scatting to Paul Verlaine.
Paul Verlaine.
Tell us a little bit about that, Christiana.
That song is called Il pleure dans mon cœur. It's a poem by Paul Verlaine, which is a very famous French poem from
famous.
The 19th
very
century.
Famous, yes.
It's just a poem I... Every student in high school learns it, and I used to love it, and I just wrote music. And
would you recite it in French? It rains in my heart comme il pleure dans le...
Il pleure
something.
Dans mon cœur comme il pleut sur la ville. It's crying in my heart like it's raining on the city. But mais quelle est cette longueur qui pénètre mon cœur? But what is it in my heart?
What is this heaviness or this...
And the answer is nothing, because it's just melancholy.
Melancholy.
Just, it's very melancholic. It's so beautiful. It's beautiful.
You've done this also on the album.
This he wrote a little bit before he passed, actually.
Verlaine.
Yes.
And Christiane, how did you feel? What made you do this? Was this to illustrate the poem, or was it something?
Oh yeah. At that time I really... Oh, I just loved the poem, I guess, and the music just came by itself. Really, I didn't make any effort. It just came, and
it's really quite beautiful. If somebody wanted, now you do all kinds of gigs, right?
Mm-hmm.
If someone wanted to contact you, how could they do that?
They would have to call.
There is a phone number. Six
okay.
456-5569. There is also
an
email address, which is actually under my name because I have a website. And on the website, which is cocosoleil.com, cocosoleil, S-O-L-E-I-L. And we have a page there for the tutorial.
Okay.
And also there is an address for them if they would want to write us or
contact us.
This is P.O. Box 299, Wynwood, Pennsylvania, 19096. Mm-hmm. Songstresses from France and Quebec. We have as our guests today Les Tourterelles, the Turtle Doves, which I have to translate because they... it's an adorable name. And now you are going to be doing next a song from Quebec, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, correct. It's a very old traditional song from Quebec.
À la Claire Fontaine.
À la Claire Fontaine. And most people know it as à la Claire Fontaine, like this. But there were a lot of different versions that were created further, and we chose one of them, and I also wrote, of course, the inspired the little middle where we go into a, more of a jazzy feel. Mm-hmm. But this song is basically about lust and love, and when we present this song in our concert, we present it parallel to L'amour de moi, which mm-hmm. is the song that opened up the concert, because what we want to create is to show people how from Quebec to France, how the music evolved. And this song is a little bit the same theme of the Renaissance, mm-hmm. of L'amour de moi, but more with a French folk rhythm and air to it.
So what is the translation of the title?
À la claire fontaine means by the clear fountain.
Oh, the clear fountain. Yeah.
So,
okay.
L'amour de moi happens in a garden with mm-hmm. a nightingale. À la claire fontaine and a rose. And à la claire fontaine, there is mm-hmm. rose, mm-hmm. and there is a garden, and there is a nightingale too. But it's mm-hmm. over the fountain.
And of course, L'amour de moi was a 16th century mm-hmm. piece.
Correct.
And
correct.
And this one we don't know. Maybe it comes as far.
Is it anonymous? It's just
traditional.
It is a traditional. It is part of the traditional song. So.
We're here today with a duo, Les Tourterelles. And as you have worked, both of you, have you learned something musically about the similarity of the old songs mm-hmm. and the jazz component and the new style of singing? Have you, I mean, you're making your own arrangements and you're mm-hmm. kind of drawing on the past. Mm-hmm. How does that work with you? Is it exciting? Do you find that it's enlightening? What about that?
We love it because when we came together, our ideas were really to present, you know, the culture, but also to show the evolution. And for us, it was a discovery.
To
see,
yes,
like musically mm-hmm. how, you know, to really study more Renaissance, and then to see what happened in Quebec at that about time, and how the music was translated, and the language, of course, who the language of Quebec came at the time. Christiana was telling me this is an old language for French people, mm-hmm. but for Quebec, this is the language that they grew with, because this
the French is old, isn't mm-hmm. it? Also, the way of speaking. And a lot of the Renaissance melodies, when mm-hmm. you see the French written, it's a different kind of French. It's not mm-hmm. the modern
exactly.
French.
And then this French crossed the ocean and arrived in Quebec. And the Quebec kind of retained that more. And then France, you know, just moved on from mm-hmm. this and evolved their language.
So you have like a patois that evolved, mm-hmm. yes.
We can say something. If you say something.
Yeah, say something in
Say something en français, and then I'll say it in Quebec.
Good, cool.
Québécois.
Okay. Il pleure sans raison dans ce cœur qui s'écœure.
Ah, okay. Well, en français, it's in French Canadian will be il pleure sans raison dans ce cœur qui s'écœure. Il pleure sans raison dans ce cœur qui s'écœure.
And you said?
Il pleure sans raison dans ce cœur qui s'écœure.
Is it very different?
It's more pronounced, but there's also a lot of expressions that are different. She read something now, but in terms of expressions.
Say it's a beautiful day and we're so happy.
Il fait beau aujourd'hui, il fait beau dehors.
I don't want to use the word corruption, but in a lot of
Well, it always was amazing for me because when I went to England, you know, I couldn't understand. I went to England
and
I was like
from America,
and I could not even understand. Yes. And I think we go through the same thing. The vowels are different, okay. and mm-hmm. Basically the vowels, really, you know, that create
like
the whole difference.
When we sing the L'amour de moi, oui. We're talking about Jardinet and Le mois de mai, and we had a hard time to
harmonize
the same sound.
Our sound because she says me
and you say me.
So my is more like a and hers more like
so
an
we had
a.
to work on it.
Okay,
we
really, so it is
and
different.
For many
different.
Songs, actually, only because we're different, we're coming from different background, we always have to work on our terminism, mm-hmm. especially the end of the word.
Mm-hmm. Because the end of the word.
Right,
okay.
Or the A and the A and mm-hmm. the R. So she does more like a, what kind of A?
It's more light, it's more A.
So it's like a regionalism, like we have like the southern and the northern way of speaking.
But when you sing, it's not that bad. We really.
Well, we work on it, though, because we realized that we were sounding so different because our vowels were different.
So what do you think happened in the translation? Did the culture change as well when the French immigrated or they came to North America?
When I go to Quebec now and I hear my, you know, people speak... Yes, it has evolved. Of course, it has evolved. Mm-hmm. Quebec is very influenced by America as mm-hmm. well. But the French has evolved, and it's not spoken exactly the same way. But you have the joual, which is the way that you speak when you come home and take off your shoes. You know, yeah, if you want to say
a very
the relaxed way that's really down from
slang. Mm-hmm.
Or patois that you develop. You know,
The French still stays French. You know,
very
pure.
Yeah.
Just tried not to speak too much English.
You know, I had a very interesting experience. We went down to the Cajun country, which, of course, is, you know, the Cajun country mm-hmm. in Louisiana, where mm-hmm. the French actually, the Arcadians, had emigrated. They fled, actually.
Right.
They fled mm-hmm. down there. And right. so what you have there is a very interesting mm-hmm. English because it has a French accent mm-hmm. to it. And it's very strange. It's a very, very, very different way of speaking the Cajun way of speaking.
And they speak French, actually.
They speak French, but it's very different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit. It's interesting. We have chosen also in our repertoire a song that we just add up from, it's called L'Arbre dans ses feuilles, mm-hmm. and it's from Zachary Richard, mm-hmm. who is a very renowned Cajun.
Yes.
He lives in Louisiana.
Marvelous, yes. Mm-hmm.
And he has written a lot of poetry and music, mm-hmm. and L'Arbre dans ses feuilles is like a call and answer type of traditional song that uh-huh. he created, and we chose that also because he was, you know, this is representing the Cajun in America.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Now, you also have a wonderful thing on your album, The Berceuse pour un homme. Mm-hmm. A lullaby
so
for
beautiful.
A man.
I love this. Yes.
Now, is that from Quebec, right?
It's actually a collaboration of Quebec and France when in the 70s they did a musical called Starmania. And it was Michel Berger and Luc Plamondon who wrote music and lyrics for this entire musical. And actually Stone is a part of that, and so is Berceuse pour un homme.
And that's an English word, Stone, or does Stone say is in French?
Well, we had we were really wanting to tell people what Stone was about, and actually Christiana's husband wrote something really nice to help us out. It comes from the great collaboration of French and Quebec writers and composers. Stone, title of this next song, is the word Michel Berger chose to describe the emptiness that we all sometimes feel faced with the cruel realities of our modern world, where asphalt has replaced green pastures, uh-huh. where so many souls are motivated by greed instead of compassion.
I just can't tell you how delighted we are to have had you perform for us live in the studio and give us some excerpts from your album. And we wish you the very best of luck. Les Tourterelles, that's Christiana Gallagher and Coco Soleil Bastien. Mm. Please, I hope that we will see you again.
Merci so much for inviting us. This was a great experience.
Au revoir.
À la prochaine.
À bientôt.
À bientôt.
À bientôt.
Right. Okay.